morning. This is John Thomas. I'm the author of two books on weight. One is You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, and the other is How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So let's get to the heart of the matter. You think you weigh 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds too much, and you don't like it. You want to weigh less. You want to, what they call, lose weight, even though almost everybody who loses weight gains it back. So it's self-defeating. So remember this, that you're the one who made yourself weigh too much. No one helped you, nobody else. You did it all by yourself. And you did it because it was more important to you emotionally to put food in your mouth, taste it, and chew it, than it was to weigh what you like to weigh. All right. You think food is the problem. You think weight is the problem. First of all, your weight is not your problem. Your weight is the result of what you did to try to satisfy yourself with putting food in your mouth. You also think that food is the problem. And you say, oh my gosh, if I just didn't have to eat ice cream every night or fried chicken or pizza or chocolate donuts or anything, you could weigh less. Those things just got you. You say, boy, if I didn't need those, I would be able to weigh 10 or 15 pounds less. And, you know, here you are sitting in front of the TV putting candy in your mouth or ice cream before you go to bed or a snack or something. But whatever it is, let's say it's ice cream or chocolate or one of those things that you feel you absolutely must have, and they're your downfall. All right, let's do a little test to see if we can illustrate exactly what we've been saying and what we're going to do and how you're going to be. All right, pick a food. I don't care what it is, ice cream, chocolate, pizza, fried chicken, whatever it is, and shut your eyes. If you have the food available, put it in your mouth. If you don't have it available, think about it. Imagine putting that food in your mouth and the wonderful sweet or fat or heavenly taste that it gives you and how good it makes you feel. Roll it around in your tongue. Get the feeling you get from this food. Let's say it's ice cream or chocolate. Oh gosh, it makes me feel so good. God, it relaxes me, it makes me up. No, I'm really not hungry and that I need food, but oh, this food is so wonderful. If I could just stop eating this one food or two foods or three foods, doesn't make any difference, I would be terrific. And then I could weigh anything. All right, now open your eyes and let's pretend that that food is gone from the world forever. You will never have or never be able to get any more ice cream, chocolate, fried chicken, whatever it is. That food is gone. It's barred from the world permanently. It will never come back. Now, you should be thrilled, right? You should be happy. So, oh my gosh, now I don't have to eat the ice cream or chocolate because this doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. Are you happy? Are you thrilled? Or are you getting nervous? Are you panicking because you don't have that food, ice cream, chocolate, whatever, anymore? So what are you going to do? Are you really happy? Or are you nervous? Or are you saying to yourself, wow, that ice cream and chocolate is gone? What am I going to do? You will find that you will find another food with roughly the same balance of protein, fat, whatever, roughly the same amount of calories, and put that food in your mouth as a substitute for the ice cream or chocolate. Let's say it's a new food. It doesn't make any difference. So you see, if you really depended on this just one food and it stopped from being in existence, bad. You could weigh 20 pounds less, right? No. You would do the same thing. You would look for that food again and put it in your mouth, and your weight wouldn't go down a pound. So you really have to grasp this test. You don't get a grade, you don't report to us, nothing. But you have to come to grips with the issue that it's not the food itself. It's your need to put food in your mouth. Let me tell you a wonderful scenario. Suppose you didn't have to put food in your mouth to feel good anymore. When you're anxious, let's say you read a book, you take a shower, that you don't need the food in your mouth, which is all eating is, remember. So what we're telling you is this is about eliminating the need to put that food in your mouth to begin with. So you wouldn't need the ice cream or the fried chicken or the chocolate or anything else, because it is just something you've been doing to make you feel better or to stop from feeling bad. That's all it is. So what we're doing, we're telling you, we're going to be free. Free, wonderful. Like, imagine how being free is terrific. You wouldn't have to put all the food in your mouth. Now, if you didn't have to put food in your mouth, beyond your need for nourishment, you could weigh whatever you want. That's right, you can weigh whatever you want. And it's not dieting, because dieting, which is all you think of, is something that deprives you of foods that you need emotionally, that make you feel better and stop from feeling bad. So dieting, all dieting, is based on some sort of emotional deprivation. So unless you eliminate the need to put food in your mouth for emotional reasons, you're never going to weigh less. You will always weigh what you weigh now, because you got to that weight because you feel emotionally comfortable. I know that's difficult to grasp because you hate it intellectually, but the reality is you needed to weigh that because you needed to put all that food in. So what we're going to do is teach you and tell you, free, if we don't want any of your money, save it, you'll need it for new clothes, free, how to eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth. Once the need is gone, which is something you can't imagine, but it'll happen, once the need is gone, the food becomes irrelevant, because that's why you've been gaining weight and staying at the same weight. You just feel the need to put emotional needs to keep eating food or putting food in your mouth. So we're going to eliminate that. So stick with it. The whole purpose of this is to eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth. So once the need is gone, man, you're free. You're a free person, and you can weigh anything you want. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. You'll learn how to do this. Bye.